Hachette Audio presents Do I Make Myself Clear? Why Writing Well Matters. Written by Harold Evans. Read by Greg Tremblay. This program contains a Mac and PC compatible PDF.
To the memory of the brilliant Robert Silver, our family's lost friend. Fog everywhere. Fog up the river, where it flows among green eights and meadows. Fog down the river, where it rolls defiled among the tiers of shipping and the waterside pollutions of a great and dirty city. Fog on the Essex marshes, fog on the Kentish heights, fog creeping into the cabooses of collier brigs, fog lying out on the yards and hovering in the rigging of great ships, fog drooping on the gunwales of barges and small boats, fog in the eyes and throats of ancient Greenwich pensioners, wheezing by the firesides of their wards, fog in the stem and bowl of the afternoon pipe of the wrathful skipper, down in his close cabin, fog cruelly pinching the toes and fingers of his shivering little prentice boy on deck, chance people on the bridges peeping over the parapets into another sky of fog, with fog all around them, as if they were up in a balloon and hanging in the misty clouds. Charles Dickens, Bleak House. Introduction. The year 2016 was the 70th anniversary of George Orwell's classic polemic, Politics and the English Language, 1946, indicting bad English for corrupting thought and slovenly thought for corrupting language. The creator of Newspeak, as he called the fictional language of